Paul Chol, a South Sudanese residing in Juba, says Africa has interesting cultures and beautiful natural scenery that should be appreciated.
There is so much about Africa that people don't appreciate. For example, we have beautiful cultures, we have incredible nature, and we have also favorable temperatures.
Africa's 54 countries are marking the day under the theme Promoting and Appreciating Knowledge in and from Africa. Moses Pitia, another South Sudanese in Juba, says the continent lacks visionary leaders who can tackle underdevelopment. Pitia stresses that Africa has suffered from a series of wars and ethnic violence which has tarnished the image of the continent. He says economic crisis, insecurity and bad governance are among the factors hindering development in Africa.
Africa can also face low growth, high unemployment, poverty, inequality and so many challenges on economic part. While also in food security, Africa struggles to feed its growing population due to climate change, drug and poor infrastructure.
Pitia encourages African leaders to work hard and develop the continent, adding that Africa is rich with natural resources.
Yes, we are celebrating this African Day. Want to send my message to our leaders in African country. Let them actually work hard for the development of the continent. As we know, African well is a continent with a lot of resources. We have a lot of mineral resources, and we have a lot of resources that if our leaders work hard for the development of this continent, the African will go further.
Danson Machek says he is proud to celebrate the 60th edition of Organization of Africa Unity, which is commemorated annually.
Every African child should be happy, be proud of this day. As we celebrate our independent days individually as countries, we also should celebrate the symbol of African unity and the commitment to peace as a continent.
Machek stresses that as an African child, Africa Day is a symbol of African unity and peace on the continent. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.